Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for your kindness in bringing us together again this evening around the Word of God.
主，我们感谢你的恩慈，又把我们带来，聚在一起，围绕在您的话语中围。
And we remember the simple words of the prophet who said, "The entrance of thy words giveth light; it giveth understanding to the simple."
我们也记得先知所说的话，他说，进入您的话语啊，您的话语进到我们心里，就会给我们光。
And we have come this evening, Lord.In order to get understanding from the Lord Jesus Christ himself through the Holy Spirit.
主，我们今天来的目的呢，就希望借着圣灵能够更多的明白主耶稣基督。
And so we commit our time to thee. We pray that you will say the right words through Eric and that those words will sink into our hearts and into our lives as the Spirit applies them.
主，我们祈求您今天借着 Eric 能够讲对的话给我们听，也让我们能够明白这个话，并让这个话进到我们的心里，并应用它。
And so we give thanks again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再次奉耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
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 Well, good evening and good morning, as it may apply.
问候大家晚上好，问候中国弟兄姐妹们上午好。
For the next 3 weeks, we're going to look at, some biographical sketches, that of men in the Bible who are types of the Lord Jesus.
那接下去的三个星期呢，我们想，开一个这样的小的系列，就是，看这个，圣经里面的人物的一个传记啊，就是圣经里的人物的一生，通过这个来看耶稣基督的预表。
Now, by way of introduction, let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
那作为一个开头呢，我们先看路加福音24章。
Luke chapter 24 and verse
25. 25节。
This story, of course, is, after the Lord had risen from the dead, and he came upon two disciples who were sad and returning to their homes in Emmaus from Jerusalem.
那这一段的故事讲的背景呢，是主耶稣基督已经从死里复活了，然后他呢是去靠近了两个很忧伤的伤心的门徒，他们正走从耶路撒冷走向那个以马忤斯的村子的路上。
All they knew was that their Lord had been crucified, and all their hopes of a Messiah redeeming Israel were dashed to the ground.
他们当时所知道的就是耶稣基督病逝自驾了，他们本来期望耶稣就是那个基督来救赎他们的这个盼望已经落空了。
So Jesus comes alongside and he begins to talk to them.
然后现在呢，耶稣呢与他们同行，开始跟他们说话了。
And at first, of course, they think that he's some stranger that didn't understand the things that had happened recently in Jerusalem.
那一开始呢，他们认为耶稣只是一个陌生人、外乡人，不明白在耶路撒冷这些天发生的事情。
And so he says in verse 25, then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart, to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory?And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
我们从25节念到27节啊，路加福音的24章，耶稣对他们说，无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
They had read the scriptures, but they had failed to see Christ
他们都读过圣经，但他们没有在圣经里面读到基督。
And we too can be guilty of that.
那我们也会犯同样的这个错误的。
Certainly there's history and poetry and there's some very interesting stories in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面无论是历史书还是那个诗歌里面都有很多很有趣的故事。
But he expounded to them, he said,In all the scriptures, the things concerning himself.
他说凡经上所指着他的话都给他们讲解明白了。
So if we miss Christ in the scriptures, we're missing the main character, the main plot of the whole story.
那如果我们在读经的时候没有把基督读出来，错过了基督，那我们等于把这本书的主要的主旨都给错过了。
Now, we see Christ in the tabernacle, we see Christ in the offerings, we see Christ in the priesthood.
比如说我们在帐幕里面能够看到基督，在这个献祭里能看到基督，在这个祭司的制度上能看到基督。
Besides all that, the prophets themselves, they predicted,many things concerning the Lord Jesus.
除此以外呢，先知也预言了很多关于耶稣基督的事，讲了很多关于他的预言。
But there were many lives that were lived in the Old Testament. Numerous names that are named in the scriptures of men and women who lived previous to the Lord Jesus.
那在圣经里面，在主耶稣基督第一次来到地上之前呢，圣经里面记载了无数的人的名字，男人、女人，他们都在这地上活过，都记载了他们的生命、生活。
And in their lives, we can see glimpses of little pictures of the Lord Jesus himself.
我们在他们的生命里能够瞥到一眼，或者说看到一点主耶稣基督自己的画面。
Now I've chosen three well-known, biographies of men of God in the Old Testament that are pictures of our Lord Jesus.
那我选择了三个大家都很熟悉的三个旧约的人物看他们是怎么预表耶稣的。
And over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to take up three of these biographical sketches.
那我这三个星期呢，我们就来看这三个人物的素描。
There's David and Boaz and Joseph.
那这三个人呢，就是大卫、波阿斯和约瑟。
There are many parallels and many pictures in their lives that also prefigure the person of our Lord Jesus.
所以他们的生命中呢有很多的平行的地方，就是预表主耶稣，跟主耶稣基督很相似的，就是其实是讲的主耶稣基督的东西。
Tonight we're going to look at David as a type of the Lord Jesus, and especially as we look at his victory over the great enemy Goliath.
那我们今天讲的这个人物呢是大卫，重点讲呢他战胜哥利亚的这次胜利。
David is, the name David means beloved.
大卫这个名字呢就是被爱的。
And of course, the Lord Jesus, had the testimony from heaven, from his father. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased.
那主耶稣基督呢是有父神给他做见证的，就是天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And David is described as a man after God's own heart.
那大卫呢在圣经里面把描写成为是合神心意的人。
And the Lord Jesus was the man who came out from the very heart of God.
那主耶稣基督呢他直接就是从神的心里走出来的人。
And we see David also in his life as he was a faithful shepherd.
那我们看大卫的一生啊，他是一个很忠心的这个牧羊人。
And he cared for his father's sheep.
那他看顾他父亲的羊。
And of course, our Lord Jesus was known as the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep.
当然我们的主耶稣就更是一个好牧人，他为他的羊舍命。
Now some other features that parallel the life of the Lord Jesus.
那大卫的身上呢还有很多的特征呢是跟主耶稣基督是一样的。
First of all, he was chosen.
首先呢他是被选的。
And now if you'll turn with me and we'll look at quite a number of scriptures tonight. It's necessary for us to go back and forth in scripture because the Lord Jesus said that in all the scriptures concerning himself.
那我们今天呢晚上会查很多的经文，可能大家呢需要翻来翻去的，但是这是必要的，因为主耶稣基督他刚才念经文就说，他说凡经上所指着他的话都给他们讲解明白。
So first of all, David was chosen.
首先我们来看大卫的第一个和预表主耶稣基督的一个特征，就是他是被拣选的。
Psalm 78 verse 70.
诗篇的78篇的70节。
Psalm 78 verse 70. He also chose David his servant and took him from the sheepfolds.
又拣选他的仆人大卫从羊圈中将他招来。
God had his eye on this young shepherd boy.
那神的眼目呢是放在这个年轻的这个牧羊人的身上的。
There were of course many shepherd boys in Israel in those days. It was a common occupation.
当然在那个时代呢也牧羊人是以色列一个很普通的职业和普遍的职业，当时有很多的牧羊人。
But we read in 2 Chronicles 16 and 9 that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those that hearts are right before him.
2 Chronicles
16:9. Sorry, I guess I should.
历代志下的16章9节是这么说的。耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
And he had a loyal heart, and God saw it, and he chose David.
那大卫呢是对神怀有诚实的心的，神看见了，所以他拣选了大卫。
Now David wasn't chosen for salvation.
那大卫不是拣选他得救的。
He was chosen for a purpose.
神是为了一个特别的目的拣选他的。
And that purpose was that he would be the shepherd of God's people.
那这个目的呢就是让他成为神的子民的，就是以色列民的牧羊人。
Now, if you turn with me to Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 1.
我们翻到以赛亚书的42章1节。
We find that the Lord Jesus was a chosen one.
那这里面我们看到是主耶稣基督是被拣选的那一位。
Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
他说看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的，我已将我心里所喜悦到这里。
Now election and choice in the Bible have nothing to do with salvation, always for purpose.
在圣经里面啊，凡是讲到拣选啊，选出来啊，这样的词呢，都是跟救恩无关的，而是神为了一个特别的目的选召人出来。
Men are chosen, to fulfill God's will.
所以人是被拣选出来去完成神的旨意的。
And God chooses the right ones who will carry out His eternal will.
所以神是把那个正确的人选出来，让他完成他永恒里面的旨意。
Now the Lord Jesus was chosen. He didn't need to be chosen for salvation. He was elected to come into the world before time began.
比如说主耶稣，他根本不是被需要被拣选才能得救。他拣选呢是在这个创世以先就已经被选择了他了。
Also, David, besides being chosen, he was anointed.
大力不单是被拣选的，而且他是被膏的。
First Samuel chapter 16.
我们看撒母耳记上的十六章。
First Samuel chapter 16 and verse 13, the first part of that verse.
十六章的十三节的上半段。
Samuel went to a feast and invited Jesse and his sons to join him in the feast because God had told him that he was going to anoint one of his sons to be king of Israel.
那这里面的故事的背景呢，是撒母耳去到一个宴席上他请了耶西和他的儿子们，因为神说在那里你要替我膏一个人。
And having been chosen by God, he was told, Samuel was told, arise and anoint him, for this is the one. The last part of verse 12.
我们在上一节就是十二节的后半段，我们看耶和华对撒母耳说，就是他，你起来膏他。
And then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers.
所以十三节，撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他诸兄中膏了他。
That anointing was the official consecration for the service, as he would be God's king over his people Israel.
那这次的膏抹其实是非常正式的一个膏抹，其实是为他做将来做以色列的王啊，是一个加冕的一个仪式。
So too, the Lord Jesus was anointed for service. Turn to Luke chapter 3.
同样主耶稣基督呢也是膏抹了他来服侍主的。我们看路加福音的三章。
And verse 22.
22节。
And there at his baptism, we're told that the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased.
圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你，这也是一个膏抹。
So the Holy Spirit anointed or consecrated, you might say, for the service. Previous to this, the Lord Jesus spent 30 years in obscurity.
所以这是圣灵膏抹他，开始从此开始呢就开始服侍了。在此之前呢，在过去的30年里，主耶稣基督都是隐藏的。
And now the time had come for his public ministry, and he was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
那现在他公开服事的时候到了，所以就被圣灵膏抹了。
And the Spirit came upon David when he was anointed. In 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13 again, that it says the Spirit of God came upon David.
那大卫被膏抹的时候呢，圣灵也就临到他，就像我们再回到撒母耳记上的16章的第十三节的后半段说，从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。
That after he was anointed, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward.
对，就是我刚才读的这句。
And so we can see, we're already seeing some, what we'd call parallels between the life of David and the life of the Lord Jesus. But there's a number of other ones that we're going to look at tonight.
所以你看我们已经举了两个例子了，这两个特征呢都是从大卫的身上可以看到和主耶稣基督平行的，就是用大卫的这个特征来预表主耶稣基督的。
Now he was sent by his father to his brothers.
当然还有很多，比如说他也是他爸爸他的父亲把他派到他的弟兄中去的。大卫啊。
In chapter 17 and verse 17, we read that Jesse, David's father, said to his son David, take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain, these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp and carry these 10 cheeses to the captain of their thousand and see how your brothers fare and bring back news of them.
我们看这个撒母耳记上的17章的17节和18节，一日耶西对他儿子大卫说，你拿依法烘了的穗子和十个饼速速地送到营里去，交给你哥哥们，再拿着十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你 哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。
And so David faithfully goes at his father's command and sees how his brothers are doing.
所以大卫很忠心的，他父亲命令他做什么他就去了，要去看看他哥哥好不好，哥哥们好不好。
Now the Lord Jesus also was sent by the Father to Israel.
那主耶稣基督呢也是被天父派下来，派到以色列民中去的。
In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 24.
马太的15章24节。
He says, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
耶稣说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
But then, he was rejected by them.
但是呢，他被以色列人拒绝了。
We read of David in 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 28, how his brother, his oldest brother, and likely the rest of them, how they chastised him and they rejected him.
我们在撒母耳记的应该是17章啊，他的这个哥哥们啊就斥责他，批评他，说他是过来是看热闹。
David began to inquire and ask, why is this Goliath defying Israel?
因为大卫去问别人，就是为什么这个哥利亚啊站出来这个挑战以色列。
He couldn't understand their lack of faith.
就是大卫不能明白他们为什么缺少信心。
But his brothers, they misunderstood him.
但是他的哥哥们们误会了他。
In verse 28 of chapter 17, we read now, Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the man, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said, why did you come down here, and with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down just to see the battle.
我们看17章，撒母耳记上的17章的28节，大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说，你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊你交托了谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。
So he was misunderstood by his brothers and rejected by them in his what he attempted to do.
所以大卫是被他的哥哥们误解的，也是被他们拒绝了，他们误解了大卫来的目的了。
We read about the Lord Jesus too, that when he came, it says in John chapter 1 and verse 11, that he came to his own, but his own received him not.
所以我们看，我们在圣经里读到主耶稣基督也是这样的，约翰福音的一章十一节说，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他，他也是被自己的人拒绝的。
And then in that story where there was no one who would take up the challenge and go out against this giant Goliath, he willingly faced the enemy.
那我们在这个撒母耳记上就读到，那个时候没有一个人敢出来啊，去面对这个哥利亚这个巨人呢，去敢跟他征战。 看到这种情况呢，大卫就站出来了，他说我去。
We read in that 17th chapter of 1 Samuel that he went from one person to another and inquired, is there no one that's going to take up the challenge? Is there no one that will take up God's cause?
那我们在撒母耳记上17章读到大卫问了这些人呢，然后又去问了别人，他问了这个又问了那个，他就说真的没有人去为耶和华的军队征战吗？真的没有人敢站出来吗？
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
当他说这个未受割礼的非利士人呢，他怎么能够与竟敢向有生神的军队骂阵呢？
And so he goes from one person to another to try to challenge them, to take up the challenge. But none of the warriors of Israel, including Saul, who was the natural one to face Goliath, none of them would go out against this great giant Goliath.
所以大卫啊，就对他身边的人呢，一个一个的问呢，问了这个又问那个，想要鼓励他们，推动他们去承担起这个责任呢。但是他们没有一个人敢承担起他们的这个责任，敢向这个以利亚啊，不是这个哥利亚去挑战的，包括扫罗都不敢。
But finally, with David's questioning the different people, someone had the idea that they would go on to Saul because this young shepherd was saying that he would take the challenge if he would do it. He would do it. God would help him.
然后就在大卫啊问他周围的人这些问题的时候呢，有一个人呢就有了一个主意，他就到扫罗那里去报告说有这样一个年轻人，他愿意去打这个巨人。
So King Saul sends for David.
然后扫罗呢就去叫人把大卫找来了。
And in verse 32 we read, Then David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight the Philistine.
然后我们看17章的撒母耳记上17章32节。大卫对扫罗说，人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。
There was no one else that had the faith to go out and face that great enemy of God's people.
那个时候没有其他的人有这样的信心敢出去，没有人有信心敢去与这个神的敌人征战。
But there's a far greater enemy of God's people than just a giant from Gath.
但是神的子民呢，他们的这个敌人真正的敌人可远比这个巨人哥利亚要大得多了。
That's the devil who goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour.
那真正的敌人呢是那个撒旦呢，就是像吼叫的狮子到处寻找可吞吃的人。
And there was none that could face that great slayer of mankind.
所以没有一个人呢敢去面对这个人类的这个高大的这个敌人。
Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 59. There we have a prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus.
我们翻到以赛亚书的59章，这里面有关于主耶稣基督的预言。
Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 16.
59章的16节。
This is a prophetic concerning the Lord Jesus.
那这里面讲的这个是关于主耶稣基督的预言。
It says in verse 16, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor.
他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异。
There was not one man in the world that could face up to that great enemy of God and man.
没有一个人在地上，没有一个人呢敢去面对这个神和人的这个共同的这个敌人的。
The best of men had failed.
即使人中的最好的人也失败了。
Noah had failed.
挪亚失败了。
Even Abraham had failed sometimes. There was none perfect.
即使像亚伯拉罕这样的信心伟人，他也失败了，因为他总是有不完美的地方。
And even though these men are types of the Lord Jesus, their type only goes so far because they're only men.
那就像我们要讲的这三个主耶稣基督的预表的人物一样，他们也不过就是预表了，因为他们只是人而已。
There's a song we sometimes sing, and it goes like this. There was none other good enough to pay the price of sin.
我们常唱的一首圣诗有一句歌词是说，没有别人足够好以至于能够付上这个代价。
He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in.
只有他能够打开天堂的大门让我们进去。
And so here in Isaiah chapter 59, it says the Lord saw that there was no one, no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him and his own righteousness, it sustained him.
所以我们再回到以赛亚书的60章的16节，他见他就是神自己，他见无人拯救无人代求甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救，以公义扶持自己。
And so the Lord Jesus was the only one who was completely without sin in order to face that great tempter, that one who could accuse Moses, Samuel, Noah, Abel, all the best men in all the time, that all of history. Yet the accuser had some evil that he could accuse them of before God.
所以只有主耶稣基督是唯一那个没有罪的，他才能够去面对那个试探人的那一位啊，就是撒旦。因为这个试探人的他也是一个控告者，他控告了这地上的一些义人，像摩西啊、亚伯啊、挪亚啊等等这些人，他总有能找到他们的错处来，因为他们是人，他这个控告者总能找到可控告之处。
Not that David was perfect by any means, but David, his faith in God that day, God won a great battle with him.
当然大卫更不是一个完美的人了，从哪个方面说他都不是一个完美的人，但是在那一天神就用大卫对他的信心让他取得了这场伟大的胜利。
But his willingness to face the great enemy Goliath alone is a picture, just a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ who fought the great fight against the devil and won the day.
但是大卫他愿意就是只身呢去面对这个可怕的这个巨人这个敌人呢，他的这个形象就是主耶稣基督的一个预表，就是预表了，就是反映了主耶稣基督他愿意只身替我们去战胜这个我们这个人类的最大的这个敌人这个形象。
And then when Saul saw that David was willing to go out against Goliath, he thought he should give him some armament.
那扫罗当看见大卫愿意去打仗的时候呢，他就想要给大卫一些盔甲。
But David refused Saul's armor.
但是被这个大卫拒绝了。
It wasn't him. It wasn't his. He hadn't tested them and proved them.
因为这个盔甲不是大卫的，他没有试验过这些武器盔甲好不好用，合不合手。
So the Lord Jesus didn't depend upon anything in the flesh. His victory was in the spirit.
这告诉我们一个道理，就是主耶稣基督他是不依靠任何肉体的力量的，他的力量完全来自灵里的。
Isaiah 59 and verse 17 continues.
好，我们继续回到以赛亚书的六十章，刚才看的十六节，先接下来看十七节。
His armor was spiritual armor.
59章，他说他以公义为铠甲。
For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak.
59章的17节，你看这里面主耶稣基督的盔甲和武器都是属灵的，他以公义为铠甲，以拯救为头盔，以报仇为衣服，以热心为外袍。
The Lord Jesus defeated the enemy by his righteousness.
所以主耶稣基督是用他的公义胜过了击败了敌人。
He could have overcome. He could have called, he says, 12 legions of angels.
主耶稣说过他本可以叫这个十二营的天使来啊来打来这个征战的。
But there was only one way that great enemy, the devil, could be defeated, and that was through death itself.
但是只有一个方法能够彻底的击败这个最大的这个敌人呢，那就是通过死。
And so he had to descend into the valley.
所以主耶稣基督必须要自己降到谷底。
He took his staff in one hand and his sling in the other. And he walked down into the valley.
所以就像大卫一样，他要下到谷底，他一手拿着这个杖，一手拿着这个转石器呀。
It says there in 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 40.
我们看撒母耳记上的17章的40节。
That he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag and a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand.
他手中拿杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊中，手中拿着甩石的机旋。
Now we should get a picture of this, the way the battle was drawn up.
所以我们要脑子里有这样的一个画面呢，就是这个当时的战场是怎么样。
In verse 3 of that same chapter, we read, the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with a valley between them.
我们看这个17章的第三节，撒母耳记上17章3节，非利士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。
And so David, he left the camp of Israel and walked down into the valley, into the depths. And there in the brook where the running water was, there would be smooth stones. They would be smoothed by the action of the erosion of the water over those stones.
所以我们现在可以看清楚，大卫他是离开了以色列的军营，他走往下走，走到这个谷底的这个溪水那里，因为流动的溪水呢，那里就会把石头都磨得很光滑，有圆的石头，所以他在那里捡了五块光滑的石头。
It was, and in the brook itself, under the running water, he chose those 5 smooth stones, the means by which David would overcome the enemy.
所以就在这个谷底，在这个流动的溪水当中啊，他就捡了五块光滑的石头，就这五块石头是大卫要依靠来打这个巨人的武器。
And then he would have to step up the bank out of the brook up into the other side of the valley, into the enemy's territory.
然后呢，他就要沿着就是跨过这个小溪的这个两岸呢，他要继续往上走，从谷里往上爬，就走向这个敌人的这个营地了。
Now the water speaks of death often in scripture.
那这里的溪水呢，在圣经里面水呢，通常都是预表死的，都是指死的。
The psalmist cried out that the waters of death had overcome him.
那在诗篇里面有这样的经文呢，就是这个死亡的水啊漫过我身了。
We see Jonah cast into the sea and the waters close over his head.
像这个约拿啊，他也是被扔到海里，水也都是漫过了他的头顶了。
And of course, when we speak of water, we think of baptism. And baptism is a picture of death. We go down into the waters following the Lord Jesus into his death.
那而且水呢总是让我们会想起这个施洗啊，这个受洗呢就是埋在水里，这个埋在水里的一这个属灵的意义呢就是死，就是我们在死上和主耶稣基督一起连接，跟他一起死了。
But in order to defeat the enemy, he had to go through that water.
但是大卫为了要打败这个敌人呢，他要先经过水，所以他要先从水里过去。
And later,David would write that psalm, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
所以在此之后呢，大卫才能够写出这样的诗篇里的经文呢，就是我行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害，因为你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
David was not facing the great enemy alone.
所以大卫并不是独自去面对这个可怕的敌人的。
The Lord was with him.
因为主与他同在。
But we read about the Lord Jesus when he faced the enemy. He was alone. He said, Father, or he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
但是我们在圣经里面读到，当主耶稣基督去面对敌人的时候，他是孤身一人去的，因为我们在圣经里读到，他说：“我的父，我的父，为什么离弃我？我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”That awful orphan's cry when the Lord Jesus all alone went into the depths to face the devil.
所以这个是主耶稣基督他独自走向深处去面对撒旦的时候呢，这是他像孤儿一样的一个呼喊。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 9,
以弗所书的四章九节
We read now this, he ascended. What does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上。
The house of the devil, had within it many prisoners.
在这个撒旦的这个家里面呢，有很多的被囚的囚犯。
And the Lord Jesus descended into Hades there.To defeat the enemy and to release his prisoners.
所以主耶稣基督他是曾经降在这个阴间的，去打败这个仇敌，把这个被俘的人、被掳的人救出来的。
Again, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14.
再看看希伯来书的二章十四节。
There's, he defeats the enemy.Through the weakness of death.
他是借着死啊，借着死来打败敌人的。
Inasmuch then, verse 14 reads, Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those.Who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
十四十五节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
As David went into Goliath's territory, the Philistines' territory.He reached into his bag, and he chose one smooth stone and put it in his sling.
所以当大卫一边走向腓力士人的地盘，走向哥利亚的这个阵地的时候呢，他一边就是拿了一块光滑的石子放到他的甩石器里了。
And then running forward, he whirled that sling, and the stone flew directly into the head of that giant.
然后大卫呢就边跑边甩这个石子，然后这个石子呢就飞出去，正好打在这个哥利亚的这个额头上。
It struck him with such force that it says that the stone went into the skull itself.
他这个石子的力量如此之大，圣经里讲这个石头就打进去了，进到他的头骨里。
The enemy was destroyed. He took the sword out of his scabbard and he cut off the head of that giant.
然后这个敌人呢就倒下了，打败了，然后大卫拿了他自己的夺了这个敌人的刀，把他的头割下来了。
And when Israel saw that their great enemy Goliath had fallen to the earth and had been decapitated by David, they made a great shout.
所以当以色列人看到大卫战胜了他们这个最强大的这个敌人以后呢，他们就欢呼起来。
We read it in chapter 17, 1 Samuel 17 and verse 52.
我们看这个撒母耳记上17章的52节。
Now when the men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the entrance of the valley into the gates of Ekron, and the wounded of the Philistines fell all along the road to Shaaraim, even as far as Gath and Ekron.
以色列人和犹大人便起身呐喊，追赶非利士人，直到加特和以格伦的城门。被杀的非利士人倒在沙拉因的路上，直到加特和以格伦。
And so the Lord Jesus, his victory over Satan, was a great victory. And, we can rejoice. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
对主耶稣基督啊，战胜这个撒旦的这个胜利啊，也是同样的伟大，也是我们可以让我们特别喜乐的。我们看这个哥林多前书的15章。
And verse 57.
57
1 Corinthians 15 verse 57, speaking of the great victory, O death, where is your sting? Sorry, let's read from verse 54.
从54节开始读，刚才说错了。
So when this corruptible is put on incorruption and this mortal is put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看哥林多前书15章的从54节读到57节啊，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的，那是经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
And then after the victoryThen the children of Israel, they come back, they spoil the tents of the Philistines. They get great prizes, victory over their enemy and great prizes. They come back to the camp.
然后打了胜仗以后呢，这些以色列人呢，他们就去掳掠了非利士人的营地啊，得了很多的奖赏啊，然后就回来了。
So David comes up, it says in verse 57, then as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand.
我们再回到撒母耳记上的17章啊， 57 节，大卫打死非利士人回来，亚尼尔领他到扫罗面前，他手中拿着非利士人的头。
This was the great trophy. This was the great proof that the enemy was defeated.
所以这是一个伟大的奖杯啊，是伟大的一个证据，就是敌人已经被战胜了。
And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, the Lord Jesus himself, he made a great show as well.
我们看这个哥罗西书的二章十五节啊，看主耶稣基督呢，他也有这么拿到这个辉煌的这个胜利。
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15.
哥罗西书二章十五节。
And it says, and he having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public display or spectacle of them.Triumphing over them in it.
既将一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜，这是主耶稣基督的一个展示。
He not only destroyed Satan, but he destroyed Satan's kingdom.
所以他不仅是毁坏了撒旦呢，他把撒旦的国度也给摧毁了。
Not in the sense of annihilating the kingdom, but he disarmed the kingdom, it says here.
所以他不仅是夺了这个国，而且是把这个国的武装都给解除了。
And just as David brought that head of that Philistine up to show King Saul that their great enemy is dead, so the Lord Jesus was risen from the dead, and he made a public spectacle of all those hosts of evil that had followed the devil in his downfall.
所以就像大卫当时拿着哥利亚的头啊来到扫罗面前显明了证据就是他得胜一样，主耶稣基督呢也是通过他的从死里复活向世人向相信他的人显现给他们看来，证明他已经得了这个极伟大的胜利。
And so we too, we have the benefit of that great victory.
那我们也是一样，我们也得了这个胜利的好处了。
For us, Satan is no longer to be feared.
对我们而言呢，我们再也不用怕撒旦了。
He has no power over us.
他在我们身上没有权势了。
The victory that we have in the Lord Jesus, we can put on the armor of God and withstand all the wiles of the devil.
所以我们是可以穿上神的这个全副的属灵的军装啊，能够战胜撒旦一切的诡计的。
The devil is a defeated soul.
撒旦真的是已经被打败了。
Now, after the great victory, Saul and his army, they would go home.And as they approached the various villages, women would come out of those villages and they would sing praises, to the victorious ones.
所以当扫罗带着他的军队凯旋归来的时候，他们路过每个村庄的村庄里的这个妇女都会出来唱歌赞美他们。
It says in chapter 18, 1 Samuel chapter 18,In verse 6, now it happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. And so the women sang as they danced, and they said, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.
我们看撒母耳记上的18章的6节到7节大卫打死了那非利士人，同众人回来的时候，妇女们从以色列各城里出来，欢欢喜喜打鼓击磬，歌唱跳舞迎接扫罗王。众妇女歌唱跳舞唱和说，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And so there'sHe, so the Lord Jesus, it says in Hebrews chapter 2 again, and verses 9 and 10, that he received glory and honor.
那主耶稣基督也是这样的，我们看希伯来书的2章9节和10节。
In verse 9 we read, But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. that he by the grace of God might taste death for everyone, for it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
So when the Lord Jesus rose from the dead victorious, he entered heaven with shouting, with joys of the angels there, and with praise and glory of the saints on earth.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他胜利的从死里复活以后，他到天上去呢，是有天上的天使为他呐喊的，那在地上的人呢，是为他欢呼喜乐的。
And we can sing with the psalmist, in Psalm 118, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
我们可以像诗篇的作者一样，他一定要发出这种呼喊了，是诗篇118篇，Psalm 118。
Yes, but we don't need to turn to it. Just, we will be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it.
Okay. 那这奉耶和华名来的是应当称颂的。我们从耶和华的殿中为你们祝福。应该是这句吧。
I think we've all got that memorized at some point or another, don't we? I think.
I'm not sure which verse it is.
Oh, verse 24.Of Psalm 118.
24节，这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
And then of course, David, as a result of his victory, he was promised a bride. And in chapter 8, yeah.
我们再回到大卫身上了，他得了胜利回来以后呢，扫罗是应许给他一个妻子的。我们再回到撒母耳记上18章。
And then in verse 27 of chapter 18, we read that Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, as a wife.
我们看这个18章的27节，于是扫罗将女儿米甲给大卫为妻。
And so, the story of David, there are many parallels in the Old Testament. As we look into it, we see many parallels concerning the Lord Jesus. So we want, as you study the scriptures and read the scriptures, look for little pictures of Christ here and there, and you'll discover some wonderful little gems as you read the scripture.
所以我们看啊，这个大卫的这个故事里，他的一生当中有很多点呢，就是都是平行的指向主耶稣基督的。所以当我们读圣经的时候啊，你总是能够从这里看到一点，那里看到一点关于主耶稣基督的真理，就像在这个旧约的圣经里找，在这里找到一块宝石，在那里找到一块宝石一样。
And of course, we've only focused on one little story, part of us, of one part of David's life.
当然我们今天讲的只是聚焦在大卫的一生当中的一部分，一小部分，一个小故事。
And before he actually obtains his kingdom, he must go through many trials.
那大卫呢，在得到他的国之前呢，他要经过很多很多的试炼呢。
Now it's interesting that David's name, it becomes a title of the Lord Jesus.
而且这个很有趣的是，就是大卫这个名字啊，就成了主耶稣基督的一个头衔了。
He is called the Son of David.
因为主耶稣基督被称为大卫的子孙。
That was understood by the Jewish people and us as a title of the Messiah, the Son of David.
那犹太人也明白，现在我们也明白，这个大卫的子孙呢，就是指弥赛亚，是救赎的救赎主的意思。
in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 5. That when the Lord Jesus is ready to come forth and be manifested in power and glory, he's identified as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David.
所以当主耶稣基督啊，他要再回到地上，在他的全能和这个权势和能力中，显明他自己的时候呢，他被称为是犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根。
And his title bearing that name, he is found to be the worthy one to be able to open the seals to begin the last events before his coming to earth.
所以主耶稣基督的这个名号里面是有大卫这个名字的，那只有他呢是配得展开那书卷，启动这个最后的这个事情的，当他在回到地上之前的这段事情。
Now turn with me to the book of Revelation at the very end of the book, the very last page of our Bibles.
我们看这个启示录的最后一章，也是整本书的最后一页。
And I want to read from verse 16.
从16节开始。
Jesus is concluding his remarks in the scripture to be written down forever.
主耶稣在这里，他这个永存下去的这个圣经，在做最后的这个总结。
The scriptures now are about to be closed.
因为这圣经马上就要结束了。
It's like a golden ring. And the final part of that ring is going to be closed, and the scriptures will be complete.
那就像在做一个金戒指一样的，最后那么一点点，马上就要合起来了。这个圣经马上就要全部完成了。
And in verse 16, he says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明，我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
This is the last I am of the scriptures.
那这是整个圣经里面最后一次提到我是。
And he describes himself there as the root and the offspring of David.
在这里面他提到他是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。
There are many lessons in the life of David that point to the Lord Jesus, and we've looked at a few of them tonight.
那大卫的一生当中有很多地方，很多点是指向耶稣基督的，我们今天只看了其中的几个点。
But the title, the Lord is not ashamed actually to take as one of his titles the name of this shepherd boy that he had his eye on in the wildernesses of Bethlehem.
主耶稣最后他用这个小小的牧羊人呢，就是他的眼目所看顾的这个年轻的牧羊人的名字，放在他的头衔里，作为他的头衔里的一部分呢，主耶稣并不以此为耻。
He's the root. He was the root. The Lord Jesus was the root of David, though.
但是主耶稣基督呢，是大卫的根。
He didn't owe anything to David's exploits or David's personality.
所以他不欠大卫任何东西。
As the root of David, he was, that speaks of his pre-existence.
不是，他不需要有任何的东西需要归功给大卫，因为他是在大卫之前就有的，他是大卫的根。
It was God fulfilling his plan through the life of David.
是神借着大卫的一生啊，来完成他的计划。
And so the Lord works through us to fulfill His will in His coming kingdom.
所以主耶稣这神也是一样，他是从借着我们用我们的生命来完成他在神国里的旨意的。
Now in David's the God's purposes in David was that he always was going to have a king. He was king in Israel, but his son would be the great king, but David would be a type of that great king that to come.
那神在大卫身上的这个目的是什么呢？就是大卫自己是一个王，但是呢，从他的后裔当中要出一个王，那个最伟大的王呢，就是从大卫的后裔里出来的。
So David was, or the Lord Jesus was the root of David. He was the original from eternity past, and David was just the working out of that plan here on earth.
所以，主耶稣基督是大卫的根呐，就是主耶稣基督他是在这个永恒的过去就存在的，他只是要借着大卫的生命来完成他的计划。
But David could never fulfill the complete plan of God on earth. And so the Lord Jesus was going to become the offspring or the son of David, David's greater son.
但是大卫呢，他是不能完全的完美的完成神的旨意的，所以主耶稣基督呢必须来成为大卫的后裔，成为在他之后的更伟大的那个王。
David was known as the king many, many times in scripture, the king, David the king.
那在圣经里面无数次的提到和大卫，只要提到大卫就指向他是王，就是大卫王，大卫王。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is known as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
但是主耶稣基督呢，我们知道他是万王之王，万主之主。
But these verses, they were written to the churches. Notice verse 16 again.
那我们刚才读的这个16节啊，注意看，他这些话是写给众教会的。
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches.
我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。
I am the root and the offspring of David, yes. That there is going to be coming a king. The Lord Jesus is going to be the King of Kings, and he's going to be obeyed throughout eternity as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以他说我是大卫的根呢，的确是的，主耶稣基督将要做那个最伟大的王，那个万王之王，万主之主，永永远远人们都要服从他，顺服他。
And when he comes, he's going to usher in the great day of the millennial kingdom.
然后他来的时候呢，就会开启那荣耀的千禧年了。
But notice he's also, the last I am is...I am the morning star.
那我们注意看，他接下去还说，他最后一个说自己是什么的呢？就是说，我是明亮的晨星。
The morning star speaks of the rapture of the church.
那明亮的晨星呢，是指向教会的被提的。
When he comes in power and glory, that's the day.When he comes, the day of his appearing.
所以他在荣耀和全能中再来的时候呢，是他显现的时候，是他再来的时候要显明的那个日子。
Turn to Malachi, last chapter of Malachi.
我们看这个马拉基书的最后一章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healings in his wings.
马拉基书的四章二节，但向你们敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
Now Israel or Malachi was a prophet to Israel.
那 马拉基呢是以色列人的先知。
And he's speaking the Son of Righteousness. He's referring to the coming of the Messiah.
那他这里提到的公义的日头呢，是指的是弥赛亚的显现的，再来的那一天。
But before the sun rises, as you know, there's the morning star that precedes the sunrise.
大家都知道，在日出之前呢，是先有晨星的。
The planet Venus is both the evening star and the morning star.
那金星啊，它既是这个晚上的星呢，又是早晨的星。
That depends on its circuit around the sun.
那这个取决于它在环绕这个太阳的时候的这个不同的位置。
When it's in its evening phase, it goes down just after the sun sets.
那说它是晚上的星的时候是那时候是刚好太阳刚落山的时候它就亮了，大家就能看见它了。
But in its morning phase, which the scripture is referring to here, it appears just before the first sign of dawn.
然后等到它早晨出现的那个阶段呢，就是刚好在第一缕阳光。清晨的第一缕阳光出现之前呢，它出现。
So when you see the morning star arise above the horizon, you know that not long after the sun is going to rise.
所以当你看到天边呢，有这个晨星，就是这个金星升起的时候呢，你就知道日出离得不远了。
Now in Romans chapter 13,
罗马书的十三章。
Paul likens the present age to a nighttime.
在这里呢，大卫把现在的这个时代比喻成黑夜。
You see, the light of the world is Jesus.
大卫不是耶稣啊，是这世界的光。
He said, "I am the light of the world. If he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life."
主耶稣说，我是世上的光，凡跟从我的就不在黑暗中行，要得着生命的光。
And Israel didn't like the light.
但是以色列人不喜欢他这光。
And they crucified the very light of God.
但是他们把这个神的光啊给钉了十字架。
And they're in darkness to this day.
然后他们一直在黑暗里啊，直到现在还在黑暗里。
And this age, in a sense, is likened to a nighttime. Paul likens it to a night in chapter 13 and verse 11.
所以在这个罗马书的十一章里面啊，大卫是把现今这个时代啊比方成这个黑夜的。
He says, and do this, knowing the time.That now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night, he says, is far spent, and the day is at hand.
再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is far spent, but...The Lord Jesus said, I am the morning star.
所以黑夜啊已深了，就快结束了。主耶稣基督说，我是晨星。
And at any moment, he could come for his church.
所以在任何时候，他都有可能为他的教会而来。
Soon after the rapture, then will be the manifestation of the King, the Son of David.
在教会被提以后呢，紧接着呢就是这个大卫的根呢，就是大卫的后裔这个王的显现了。
But before that great millennial day comes, when he comes in power and glory and visible manifestation to the earth, he's going to secretly take away his bride, the church.
所以在主耶稣基督啊以显明的方式在千禧年之前在带着荣耀和能力以王的身份来之前呢他会悄悄的秘密的为他的教会而来。
So we're not waiting for the king, the son of David. We're waiting for our Lord from heaven.
所以我们不是在等那个王啊等着那个大卫的子后裔的那个王而我们是等着在空中出现的主。
And that could come at any time. The night is far spent, Paul says.
那这件事呢在随时都有可能发生就像保罗说的他说黑夜已深呢。
And we can say that today with greater clarity, that the night is far, far, far spent.
我们今天啊更能够确定的说这个话就是这个黑夜真的快将近了就是已经快结束了。
We're not looking at events on earth to find our prophetic calendar clock.
我们不是看地上的事情来这个数算我们这个预言的这个时钟的。
We want to be like the Thessalonians. We are waiting for the sun from heaven to take us to be with himself.
我们要像那个帖塞罗尼迦教会的人一样我们是等着这天上的圣子带我们回家。
Oh, may we...May we be watching and waiting expectantly for him.
让我们怀着期待的心啊，警醒等候他。
May the Lord bless, this word to you tonight.
愿主祝福今天，我向你们讲的这些话。
Mr. Summers.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. It is true.That the Lord Jesus Christ, being God, is the perfect example wherever we find him. And by the grace of God, not only the Old Testament scriptures would speak of him, but our objective is that one day they'll be able to talk of you and me.And say, now, I want you to note the way in which he was an example of the Lord Jesus. That's what we want to be. We want to be like him, and we want to live lives that will bring him glory. And it would be nice if when we get to heaven, we could say to one another, you know, one of the things I like about you is that you are so much like the Lord Jesus Christ.So let's just pray now. Thanks for the good message this evening. May our hearts be encouraged in him and be encouraged to be like him.
的确是啊，耶稣基督他是神自己，他是无论从哪个方面看他，任何时候他都是那最完美的榜样啊。那还有旧约的很多的人呢，说到旧约的时候呢，都指向的是主耶稣基督。但是呢，这个我们的目标呢是比这个更多，就是我们希望你和我通过我们的生命呢，也能够活出一点主的样子来，也能够荣耀他的名。将来我们到天上的时候，我们会彼此说，哎，我在你的身上看到了一点主的样子，我在他的身上看到了一点主的榜样，希望我们都能够这样的被鼓励啊，能激励到大家去这样做。
My apologies for such a long translation.
It's okay.
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that the Bible tells us all about the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣主我们天父我们感谢您圣经里面讲的都是关于主耶稣基督的事。
And we're thankful for all that we see of him directly. We are also thankful for all that we see of him indirectly through the many men and women of God we're told about in the Bible.
主要我们既感谢您在圣经里直接讲述到主耶稣的内容，我们也感谢您借着旧约里面很多的人物间接的讲到主耶稣基督的内容。
So Lord, our prayer is twofold. First of all, we pray that we will learn about him so that we might love him.
主要我们的祷告分两个方面，第一个方面是我们能够学习到主关于主的事，我们能够更加的爱他。
And then, Lord, that we might learn about him in order that we might live like him.
那第二层的祷告呢，就是我们希望我们既然学习了主，我们希望能够像他那样活。
So now, Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for your goodness and bless us as we seek to live for Jesus.
主，我们为今天晚上的时间感谢您，也求您祝福我们。当我们努力想要像主耶稣那样活的时候，求您祝福我们。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名感恩。
Amen.
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 Amen.